This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
From last night, as they were able to pull off the upset against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Yay! Final was 24-19.
Oh, we've been talking about it all morning. That's outstanding.
Are we done? Was that our bowl game then? We got to play them in 2 weeks.
No, you got 2 weeks from there. You got Kansas City at home. That's going to be a good time. You might have Taylor. Might show up for Taylor.
I wouldn't be surprised if Taylor shows up. Come on.
Might have to show up for Taylor.
Might see a lot of black and gold again, too. Cleveland Heights. Just saying.
But, like, you've got a couple of these still on there. Like, look, are they making the playoffs? No. But can you be a respectable NFL football team? Yes, you played like it last night. And really, that's where my bar is right now. Be a respectable, watchable NFL football team. And yeah, was the beginning of the season, were the expectations a lot higher? Yeah, they were a hell of a lot higher. But this is the reality of our situation.
I don't know. I'm just happy today. I'm tired today too. I gotta please. You can't tell me you're not tired after last night's game. That took a lot out of all of us. We didn't play one single down, but I gotta tell you that it stretched me to the limit, especially in the fourth quarter. You're like, all right, they're winning. Oh yeah, they're oh no. What? Oh no. Oh, they've got the lead by one. Ooh. Ouch. Wait a minute. What? They're coming back. Okay. Oh, no. That just happened. Oh, wait, they're getting the ball back. All right. We'll take it. How many timeouts? Hey, they got that first down. Touchdown, Chubb. There, I just gave you all the highlights from the game. Congratulations.
Thank you for the cliff notes of the football game.
That's all it was. That's who I am.
We appreciate that ever so much.
We had to call them basket notes is what we should call them.
So, and I got to say, the thing that stood out to me more than anything in that game was Jameis. And the reason that it was is because I don't know if Jameis had ever played in a snow game. Jameis claims he never played in one in the NFL before.
Never played against the Steelers before.
He never played against the Steelers, and he never played against a game that was a snow game like that. He came out and looked really good in that snow game. It didn't deter him. It didn't, you know, do anything differently. Yes, fans, I agree with you. They probably should have ran the ball a little bit more than they did. And there were a couple times in there that they should have ran the ball.
Why they won? Who cares? They won.
I thought Jameis did really well. And it leads me to continue to believe that maybe, just maybe, you can thread this needle that we're all dying to do, where you don't tear this roster down and instead are able to kind of retool on the fly with a bridge quarterback and Jameis Winston and make this bad boy work, where you are a wild card team going into next year while still carrying the burden of the Watson contract.
All right. Madison Williams had a story last night before the game. Go ahead, finish it.
Do you see that as a path, or am I completely off my rocker?
Give me the path one more time, the quick road.
Where you could thread the needle,
yeah,
of having Jameis Winston as your bridge quarterback.
Yeah.
For 2 to 3 years, give or take,
yep,
in there.
Yeah.
While you still remain a contending team without having to completely revamp this roster.
Absolutely. He's definitely your bridge. If you're going to draft a quarterback next year in a year where it seems like quarterbacks are down, well, then you definitely need a bridge quarterback. And he seems to be the guy. But this is really weird that Pat McAfee had this yesterday. We're going to witness history tonight. This will be the first game that Jameis Winston has played in temperature below 40 degrees in his NFL career. I believe Mike Lombardi said that.
Well, it makes sense.
Yesterday was the first time that Jameis Winston had played in a game under 40 below.
It makes sense. He played in Tampa and he played in the Dome in New Orleans.
It's true. Huh. How about that? He's never been anywhere north. This is why I'm looking forward to the college football playoffs. To see some of these.
It's going
to
be so much fun.
To see some of these warm weather teams come on up.
I'm so ready to watch Alabama have to come north.
It is a Browns Therapy Friday, a Victory Friday. Keith is in Jacksonville, Florida, where it's warm. How are you, Keith?
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good. Is it warm down there?
Well.
It's 60 degrees, but these people down here, they're in coats, they're in hoodies. You wouldn't believe it.
It's weak. They got to tough it up a little bit.
I was watching that game last night, and I love it. I was telling everyone in my department, and they said, I don't know how you guys do it out there. But hot take real quick.
Sure.
For the pick of the draft for the Browns quarterback, Cam Ward, what do you guys think?
Dan, you want that first or no?
I don't want a quarterback in this draft. I just don't. Right now, it is so easy for everybody, and we all know how this is going to go. The machine is going to start cranking. You're going to get to the Senior Bowl, and you're going to hear all this stuff. You're going to get to the Shrine Game, and you're going to hear, oh, Shedeur Sanders really impressing coaches with his ability to comprehend what they're trying to get him in the Shrine Game. And then you're going to get to the Senior Bowl, and it's going to be this quarterback is doing this. And, like, I'm good. They're all projects. This is the project quarterback year. If you take a quarterback in this draft, you basically, the entire fan base of whoever's taking it in the first round of this draft needs to realize that whoever you take should not see the field in year one. That's this quarterback draft.
Athlon Sports, 2 days ago, Cam Ward predicted to replace struggling $230 million quarterback.
I'm good. He's fun to... I'll watch him more this weekend. I haven't watched a ton of Miami. I need to watch a little bit more. But boy, from everything I've read and all the smart people you hear from, they're like, just don't. Not this year.
216-474-0092, Browns Therapy Friday, Victory Friday. Chuck in the car. Hi, Chuck.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good. How are you doing?
Tired, but invigorated.
Yeah, I'm not crying. Like, I'm exhausted. Does anybody else feel like I'm just absolutely exhausted and I did nothing to walk around the stadium?
I couldn't get to sleep. So a friend of mine texts me before the game. He's been watching the Browns longer than I have, like since 1964. And
says, his resume trumps yours. Yep, I can feel it. Yep.
Yeah, so he says, I've never been more disinterested in a Browns game. By the end of it, he texted me, gosh, I wish I was there.
That's awesome.
What a swing of emotions.
Yeah. Kind of sums it up, doesn't it?
Oh, it really does.
So nice to see Chubb get in that same end zone that he hurt himself a year ago. Man, to watch him go upright, not get tackled, and score.
Wasn't that in Pittsburgh?
Thrilling.
I think that was in Pittsburgh, right? The Chubb injury?
Okay.
Yeah, the Chubb injury was in Pittsburgh.
It's all right. It was good.
Side of the field.
It was good, though, what he did last night.
Yeah. No, it was awesome that he was able to... I mean, I hate saying get revenge, but it was awesome that he could come full circle. You know, that was cool. And it had to be cool.
So they
for
were
him.
showing highlights from the first half of the game.
Yep.
And, you know, the grass was grass at that point, and everybody was clean. And I was looking at that highlight and thinking, what game is this? Is this from last year? Because that was the tale of two halves, wasn't it?
It was. I mean, but the weird part is, the offense happened in the snow, not in the clear weather. Right? It was, what, 10? It was 10-3 at the half.
When it started getting slick.
Yeah, and then it started, you know, all the snow came in the second half, and you had, what, 20, I'm not good at math, 20, I'm so tired right now, 6, 26, just 30 points in the second. Guess. Is that right, 30 points in the second half?
Just guess.
Well, let's order up some more of that.
All right, I'll take it.
Absolutely.
All right, well, that brings us to our next topic. You want to order up some more snow?
All right, let's start upsetting people.
You want to do this?
Let's do it.
All right.
I'll go out there first.
You want to jump in the pool?
Hell yeah.
Are you on the diving board?
I'm building the dome. I'm still building it. I know last night was fun. You know what's also fun? Not getting hypothermia. That's really fun. You know, it's also really fun not having to walk out of your house looking like Randy from A Christmas Story. That's really fun.
You keep going?
You know, it's also really fun?
Tell me.
Watching your quarterback from Alabama throw to the wide receiver from South Florida with the running back from Georgia play in a neutral field where their abilities can truly be showcased instead of with the wind whipping all over the place that any kicker, besides Phil Dawson, has never been able to truly figure out inside of that stadium. built the dome. I know the snow globe was fun. And if you're somebody who was at the game in the snow globe and is still saying build and is still saying keep that stadium where it is, I'd love to hear from you. Because everybody that I heard from in the post-game show, we were flat out asking them, hey, where'd you watch the game?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
At home. Oh, you like the snow? You want to keep the snow where it is? Where were you for that? I was at the bar. Where were you? I was on a plane. None of them were in that building.
All right, let me tell you how a lot of people are perceiving what you're saying, Dan. That you're soft, you're weak, you
Great.
Don't understand. Let me finish.
Fine.
You're soft, you're weak, you don't understand the glory that is the AFC North as we'll sit and we would watch Baltimore, we would watch Cincinnati, and we would watch Pittsburgh be able to play outside in the elements while perhaps you'd be stuck indoors. And that maybe perhaps that the stadium is the place where they should stay. And that the weather last night is the only reason that the Browns won. And that, you know, you're not really a Browns fan if you can't sit through that snow like you did last night and cheer and have a couple libations to keep you warm on the inside. But the cold never affected you. Just like, who's the what's her name?
Elsa?
Elsa, yeah, Elsa. You're Elsa. The cold never bothered you anyway. Those are true Browns fans. I think those are the ones that are sitting up this morning going, I'm not paying for a dome. I don't want anything to do with a dome. We won that game because it was not inside a dome. And to you, I say, bring on the dome, man. I would have rather been inside last night.
Call Detroit. Ask them how heartbroken they are that they don't have to play in this. Call Minnesota. Ask them how heartbroken all of them are that they don't have to play in the massive snowstorm that's hitting there.
If I hear one more time, they played in a snow globe last night. Good. Let somebody else play in the snow. Let them do it. I just if they can get to the dome, get to the dome. I love hearing, this game is 100% a reason why the Browns will never play in a dome.
Oh, you saw
that. That's why. They will never play in a dome because of last night's game. Open your eyes, man. They're going to the dome.
Oh, last night
they're
on the
going to the dome.
Show.
I'm telling you.
It was hysterical, the amount of people who were like, this is why you can't have a dome in Cleveland. Oh, well, where'd you watch the game? L.A. You can't build a dome in Cleveland.
Are you
that's
trying?
Not AFC North football. Oh, that's where did you watch it? At home.
That was true grit football last night. I'm still wet from last night's game, man. I've been stunned. You know what I did? I took my hoodie from last night that I had over my head that it was snowing on, and I didn't care, and I had snow going down the back of my – because that's what football fans really do, tough football fans. They feel it. They get it. They want it. They need it. They got to have the snow. That's why the Browns won last night, because of the snow, because the elements, Mother Nature wanted the Browns to beat this. Even Mother Nature's on our side. She's mad we're thinking about going into a dome. See you later, Mother Nature. I'm about to move out of the house. Bring on the dome. What did last night's game do for you as far as playing in a dome? 216-474-0092. We're going to have fun.